Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we hear from the president of the Jamaica Football Federation and others about the future of Jamaica's senior men's football program. Special tribute is also paid to reggae boy Wes Morgan for his outstanding exploits in leading his club team Leicester City to the English Premier League Championship. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Last week, the dream of seeing the Reggae Boys, Jamaica's senior men's football team, competing at the 2018 World Cup was dashed after the team suffered a 2-0 defeat to Panama. Discussions have now shifted towards ensuring the team is equipped to challenge for a place in the 2022 World Cup and all the major regional tournaments before then. At a recent reception for the Reggae Boys at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel, President of the Jamaica Football Federation, JFF, Captain Horace Burrell, commended the team for their efforts during the recent World Cup campaign and outlined that steps are being taken to strengthen the program.
You guys have done remarkably well, but there are issues which need fixing, and the Jamaica Football Federation will not delay in fixing the issues. I am waiting on a report from the technical committee, and shortly thereafter, we will certainly do what we must.
Mr. Burrell urged members of the public and corporate Jamaica not to lose faith in the team and to continue supporting the program as it navigates this transitional period.
When the chips are down, it's the time that you need the support. I know things are not where we all wanted to be today, but there are better days ahead. I tell you, it will not be business as usual.
Sports Minister Olivia Grange gave a commitment that the government would continue to support the Reggae Boys as well as other teams managed by the JFF.
It's precisely when people write us off that we must rise. And today, I want to say to the Reggae Boys that even if you think people have written you off, this is when you must rise. As a government, we will continue our support in all the ways that we can, Captain. Through the SDF, we will continue to provide the monthly allocation to carry on the programs. And if the pot and the kitty gets bigger, you know we will consider an increase.
Her sentiment was underscored by Prime Minister Andrew Holness, who also urged the JFF to make the necessary changes to ensure a successful campaign for the next World Cup.
And like all Jamaica, we're disappointed. We're sad we did not qualify. But you are still our heroes, and we still support you. All it means is that we're going to get up, go back to the game plan, see what went wrong, correct it, and we will qualify for the next World Cup.
The Prime Minister also had special words for reggae boy Wes Morgan, who earlier this year captained Leicester City football team to the top of the English Premier League.
We value the diaspora, and that when a member of the diaspora does well, it should be recognized locally and all Jamaica. We all celebrate the success of a Jamaican when they do well. And so we're here, Wes, to celebrate your achievement and to say thanks to you.
The Prime Minister also encouraged Morgan to utilize his status as a Premier League champion to help steer wayward Jamaican youngsters into positive activities.
You said that were it not for football, you would probably have gone wayward. And football kept you on the straight and narrow. And that is the case for many youngsters in Jamaica. Not just with football, but sport in general. You may not have the time now, but as time marches on and you move into another phase of your life, consider the youngsters in Jamaica, as well as the youngsters in your own community in Nottingham, and give back, so that other youngsters can stay on the straight and narrow that you have walked.
Sports Minister Olivia Grange reminded Morgan that despite being a third-generation Jamaican, he is still endowed with the indomitable Jamaican spirit and urged him to continue using this to achieve even more in his career.
Leicester City, the outsiders, the team that never had a chance, had won the English Premier League title. And at the center of this impossible victory was one Wes Morgan, the Leicester City captain and of Jamaican roots. So we know for a Jamaican, nothing is impossible.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight here on this station.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.